it's Mary Ingleby interviewing Pepe Forbes.
Well, on the 24th name is June. Joseph W. Forbes. Officially, I always sign Joseph W. Forbes. Now, Joseph in Spanish is Jose. But they call it Pepe as well. It's not a nickname, they call it as a name. But I always sign Joseph W. Forbes.
So Pepe is not a derivative of Joseph?
No, it's a name. It's a name as Joseph.
But everybody knows you as Pepe.
Yeah, the same as you say Joe for Joseph. In Spanish, you say Pepe for Jose.
Ah, okay, Pepe for Jose. Oh, that's useful to know, because there's quite a lot of Pepes.
Pardon?
There's quite a lot of Pepes in Spanish, in
Spain.
Oh,
yes, it's a very common,
yeah, it is.
Common name.
It's good, it is. So tell me, I'm going to call you Pepe.
Yeah, by all means.
Okay, so tell me, Pepe, when were you born?
When?
Yes.
16th of September, 1917.
In Gibraltar. And can you tell me a little bit about your parents, where they came from?
My father died when I was six. He suffered from his stomach since he was 20. He was an engineer in the dockyard. And he died at 39 of cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was he a Gibraltarian?
Pardon?
Was he from Gibraltar?
Gibraltarian. I've got no Spanish blood.
So all Gibraltarian, your mother too?
All British. Forbes is Scottish, and on my mother's side it was Victory.
So where did the Forbes come in? Who was the Scottish person?
Forbes, yes.
Yeah.
From Aberdeen. My grandfather was from Aberdeen.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he would have, what sort of date would have he been in Gibraltar?
Well, you know, Gibraltar has always been a fortress. And he was in the army, and my father was born there. My father and late uncle.
So your grandfather would have been around about something like 1860s,
1870s? I never met him.
It's amazing though, isn't it? I mean, that's how long ago it would have been.
Oh, yes.
If you were born 1917, it would have been then.
My father was 39 when he died, and I was six. So he was 33 when I was born.
So the grandfather, the Scottish grandfather, was from your mother's side, maternal side.
No, he was on the my father's side.
Oh, sorry.
Forbes, yeah, my mother was Victory. They had been in Gibraltar for years, I suppose.
So when you grew up in Gibraltar in 1917, so it was still the First World War was going on then, in 1917.
Well, I went to school to the Langmore College, run by Irish Christian Brothers.
And were you Catholic, yes?
Catholic, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what can you remember about Gibraltar in your childhood? What sort of memories have you got of Gibraltar?
At what age?
Maybe we should start at the beginning. I mean, what about when you were quite little? Can you remember what life was like?
No, I can't remember anyone. It's too far behind.
Too far behind.
Too far behind to do.
I mean, Gibraltar has changed a great deal.
Oh, yes.
Unbelievably. Yeah. But maybe you could tell me a little bit about the sort of place you lived in.
Well, in my days, Gibraltar was practically more Spanish, perhaps, than English. Because apparently, I think I remember somebody saying that even at the dockyard, we're paying in Spanish money. Spanish. But Gibraltar has changed a lot now. I says, for the best.
And what was it like? I mean, did you live in a house or a flat?
Yeah, no, in a house. We rented a house.
And what was it like, the house? Can you remember?
Three rooms and a kitchen. No bathrooms in those days.
So what did you do for bath?
Like everybody did at home, or go to public. I didn't like going to public bathrooms.
So they had public baths everywhere?
Oh, yeah, they had public baths, yes. But I didn't have preferred washing at home.
Well, it was the same in London. They had public baths, didn't they? Everywhere.
Oh, until we came to London.
Yeah.
Until we came to London, I never had a bathroom.
And obviously, you know, it wasn't cold. I mean, it was a warm country, so you didn't have to worry about keeping warm. And
no, I don't think so. I don't think so. It wasn't anything like Gibraltar.
Can you remember your mother and was she? I mean, your what did your father do? What was his work?
He was an engineer in the dockyard.
And so, and your mother stayed at home.
Yes, she said. Oh, in those days, the Britannian women didn't work.
And how many children in the family?
Only me.
Oh, you were just one.
Yeah, me.
Excuse me. That's quite unusual, isn't it?
In those days, you know, women for no reason at all. I can't see. They would, even if you were starving, you wouldn't work. The husband. Unless you had some ladies in high places, the colonial secretary and things like that. But the others didn't. So when Franco closed the frontier with Gibraltar, and we had about 10,000 people from Spain coming to work in Gibraltar, well, the Gibraltarian women had to work, had to do the jobs. And they started working in restaurants, hotels, cleaning this and that. And they started earning money. And then they saw that why shouldn't they work? They were earning as much money as the husband. And then, by that time, they could buy a fridge, washing machine, and things like that. And that's how Gibraltar got improved. Without wanting, I think the Spaniards did us a favour.
And what about your sort of day-to-day life in Gibraltar? I mean, did you went to school, but it was, and then you came home in the afternoon. How did it work?
Oh yes, we had. I'm talking about the Lineball College, because my father was a Freemason, and when he died, they wanted to pay me to come to England to study. But I was six, and my mother said, "No, he's too young." So they put me in Lineball College. And we had three football teams in there. I played for one, you know. And then when we finished in the afternoon, we went home. But by the time we did it wasn't as free as it is now. You know, liberty that the younger generation has. We didn't have that.
No.
I don't know if it was better or worse, but...
So it was quite strict for you?
Pardon?
It was quite strict, your upbringing.
My uncle, who took over, was strict but very fair. He had no children, and he was well, like my father.
So your mother didn't get married again?
No.
And what about, what sort of food did you eat? What did you eat? What sort of food did you eat? What sort of meals did you eat? Did your mother cook all the time?
Oh, yes, the whole time. Mm. And it wasn't as it is now. It was small, a fire like this, with two, and you had to keep on walking because it would be cold.
So you cooked on a fire?
Nothing with gas or anything. That came later. He had to be keeping the fire and stirring whatever she was cooking.
And can you remember the sort of things she cooked?
She cooked everything.
Like what? Like
everything. Mm. You see, in Gibraltar we had Spanish food, Italian, French food. It was cosmopolitan.
When you were at home, it was just you and your mother in the house after your father died.
Huh?
Yeah?
Yes.
And so did you speak Spanish to her?
More than English.
Mm.
Much more than English.
But you were speaking English at school?
Oh, yes. But we had to study English at school because Spanish was spoken everywhere.
And did you do English history and things like that?
The what?
English history, when you learnt about... Did you learn a lot about
England? We learnt about the English history, yeah. We were... That was a must.
And so, and also your friends, when you came home, were you, when you played and you know, were together, did you speak Spanish or English?
Mainly
Spanish?
Mainly, yeah. I can't even remember speaking English then.
That's interesting.
Yeah. At that time, Gibraltar was more Spanish in habits.
In the culture.
In the culture.
Yes, yeah. Very interesting.
And in those days, a lot of young girls, Spanish girls, came to Gibraltar to work. And they married a lot of Gibraltarians. That's why you get the telephone directory, there's more Spanish names than English there. Not now. Since Franco started, they stopped. The girls don't come to work in Gibraltar. Only men now. And that ended the... became English, and now English is spoken. As a matter of fact, we have a habit. We start talking English and finish talking Spanish.
Yes.
So Spanglish.
Spanglish, yes.
Spanglish.
Yes.
It's a bad habit, perhaps.
I've noticed it a lot with Gibraltarians. I can be talking to them, and then they'll go into the kitchen and they're suddenly speaking Spanish. They're moving between two all the time. Yeah, it's
even
really...
Even here, but
yeah.
You know, sometimes, even with my son, sometimes. And the thing is, when we came to England, my older son was 12 and my younger daughter was 5.
Do you think in Spanish or English?
Well, I happen to like a lot of Spanish things, music, the pasodobles, the zarzuela. Zarzuela is a mixture of before getting to operetta and then opera.
I know. Yes.
You speak and sing, not like the opera we saw singing. And I love that. I love bullfighting, which was another thing. And the Spanish way of drinking, the tapas.
Eating and drinking together.
Have you been to Spain?
Yes, yes, I have.
And you know what tapas are?
Yes, yes.
That, I love that.
Mm. It's a lovely way of eating.
I think, yes.
Yeah.
And the Spanish people on the whole are all right. We're talking about the governments.
What about the English in Gibraltar? Were you aware of the English?
You just miss Gibraltar, Gibraltar for an hour. Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And tomorrow at 8 o'clock in Spanish, in Channel 5.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah, I saw one. I saw the first episode.
You've got four more.
Yes. What do you think of it?
I thought that, but it gives me the idea that they're talking more about the English in Gibraltar than anything else.
They are, I think, yeah. So too, yes. And when you were growing up in Gibraltar, were you aware of a lot of Englishness around you, English people and culture?
Oh, yes, we had at school. We had English boys who couldn't speak Spanish. We had all sorts of religion. At 12 o'clock was lunchtime for the Protestants, Jewish. That was something that a great respect we had for each other.
So you didn't. So that's very interesting, because I've talked a little bit to somebody about the Jewish population in Gibraltar, because
yes.
That was quite a lot of Jews in Gibraltar, weren't there?
Well,
maybe not.
Perhaps sometime or other.
Yeah.
Someone has said something about. But usually, you know, we have the greatest respect for each other.
So it's very mixed, the Spanish boys and the English boys and the Jewish boys all
friends
together. Well,
they're not English. There's no English boys, Spanish boys in Gibraltar.
I mean Gibraltarian boys.
Oh, yes, they mix each other. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you had friends who were Jewish and friends who were English too.
Well, the first chief minister of Gibraltar Sir Joshua Hassan was with me at Langmore College, being taught by the Irish Christian Brothers, except religion. At lunchtime, they went out because it wasn't, and we stayed for half an hour for religion. But there was no problem at all, none whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, when the 300 years of British have been taken Gibraltar, that's about 9 years ago. We were on Main Street, practically opposite the Catholic church. And many people had come for it from the coast, from around, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody got 17,000 people, got hand with hand, all around Gibraltar, as a sort of unity.
Wow.
And whilst we were there, there was a Catholic church there, about 100 yards away, or 120, is the synagogue. And there were Jews talking to the Arabs that were there, and someone, English people, saying, "You never see this anywhere." I said, "Look, Arabs and Jews talking, Catholic religion," which is, I thought it was a great thing that she said, that this woman said, and I agreed.
And how long ago was this? 9 years ago?
9 years, when Gibraltar was 300 years from British.
So Gibraltar is, you think, quite it's a very tolerant place. It's a very mixed place and a tolerant place.
Oh, yes.
Think? Yes. Interesting.
That Italians, a lot of Italians there, Italian name, Spanish name, not so much now Spanish name now, because the young English girls don't come to Gibraltar, and the younger generation doesn't go to Spain. We used to go up, I love, as I said, bullfighting, and I, in Sundays with the family, we went to Spain all around, because Gibraltar is very... Gibraltar has been building up like this. They cannot expand. We've taken a lot of the Spanish place, and that's why they're mad.
But when you were a child, it must have been very different. It wasn't so built up, was it? When you were a young man.
When there was not what?
It wasn't so built up. There weren't so many houses and flats there.
No, they couldn't build. Mm. They said they couldn't. We cannot build because it's too small. And then they said that somebody said the stomach in the big necessity, they had to think something. So they couldn't build like this, so they built now. And now they've got a project, another 370 flats, another floor.
But I think I could never believe how many people live there, 30,000 people.
30,000 people.
Such a small
and there's about 6,000 or 8,000 Spaniards coming daily into Gibraltar to work.
Can you remember when you were a child, was it more natural? I mean, were there more birds and animals, and was it more like that?
More what?
Were there more sort of birds and animals, and was it more natural, more nature around when you were a child, because there wasn't so many buildings? And
well, the thing is, that, as I told you, I've got no Spanish blood on either side. It was an exception. But the thing is that you couldn't say in Gibraltar nothing, for instance, against the people, the Spaniards there, because some Gibraltarian would say, "Hey, my mother comes from there," or vice versa. You couldn't say it in La Linea about Gibraltar.
Yes,
because
everybody...
they were related.
Mm. I understand.
You had more Spanish names in the directory than English names.
And it's did you used to go to the beach and the seaside?
Beach?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Lots of swimming and...
Yeah, even now I think they have they finished in summer at 2:30. They haven't got lunch or anything. 2:30 and from there to the beach.
And everybody in the sunshine.
And another thing is the English was the... I think it was the RAF sergeant's mess or something there. And most of the women, while they were cooking, they took off the dress. They had the swimming pool, the swimming suit underneath, crossed the road, had a dip in the Gibraltar, in the Mediterranean, which you could see, and then come back with this, the dress on and dried it and cut it on cooking.
That's a good story. Yeah, I'd be like that. I'd love to get in the sea.
Yeah, they were, well, it was, it's a habit. Everybody shorts. The kids on the shore now and naked from the... It is summer. It's not like here that you get summer one day and winter the other. And it was a habit, it was a custom.